Yeah, it's cold out there. We had a nice sunrise. It's going to stay cold, for a while. We get teased in March into thinking that spring is here. Kim Kernahan is here from Dyke Security. Kim, good morning.
Good morning.
I called it yesterday, and I'm standing by it. I think that after this week, we're going to be done with the bitter cold.
Okay, I'll hold you to that.
30s and 40s, but the single-digit stuff, I think we're going to be done with.
I'm over the single digits, absolutely.
No doubt. Hey, we were just talking off the air about some of the things that homeowners need to be concerned with when spring does arrive, though, and everything out there starts to thaw.
Yes, water. Lots of water. Mm-hmm. So basements, sump pumps, you've got... you just don't know. And most often when your sump pump is going to fail is either in the middle of the night or when you're not home or when you're just not using your basement to know. Yeah. And you're going to walk down there and find water.
Yeah. So, and law of averages, every sump pump will eventually fail. They don't live forever.
They do not. No. And it always happens at the most inopportune times.
Of course. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you're right. If you're a homeowner with a basement, you don't live in your basement. You may not even go down to your basement very often.
Some people don't. And, you have to remember that's a lot of times obviously that's where your sump pump is. That's where your hot water heater is. You may have some cracks and crevices that you don't know that are in your basement if it's not a finished basement. So there's all different kinds of things you can do to protect your home from water damage. With your sump pump, we can put a sump pump indicator on that. So if your sump pump fails, we will get that notification and let you know. We had it happen at our house, so it was great to know that, because we hadn't been in the basement in about a week, and next thing you know, we were getting... the alarm's going off. We're getting a phone call. It's like, yeah, I know. The sump pump's just running like crazy. So fortunately, we were able to get the problem fixed before we had water in the basement. The same thing with your hot water heater. If that fails, you're going to have water in the basement. You can put, it's called a water bug. You can put that on the floor in your furnace room area where your hot water heater is. Another thing that people don't really think about, you get those little drips under your sink. There's little devices that we can put under your sinks on the floor by your toilet. So if water, you get a leak, because a lot of times you don't know you have a leak under your sink until it's too late.
Yeah.
You open up your sink and then all of a sudden there's a lot of standing water there. And, the cupboard itself is ruined and you've got a major issue to deal with. So there's all kinds of little things that can help with, maintenance, so to speak, and we can take care of that for you and monitor it. The same thing with your washer.
Those monitoring devices, a lot of people think, well, that sounds like a great idea, but I'm home all the time. We don't travel. We're home every day. Maybe I even work from home.
Right.
We're just always here. Why do I need a monitoring device? But it's for those places that you don't look or see on a regular basis.
Right. Do you look under your sink every day? Do you look behind the washing machine? Do you, so all those little places. You may have a bathroom in your basement that you only use when you have people down in your basement.
Right.
Or the guest bathroom that you don't really use that often. So there's all different things that you don't really think about that, we can help with.
Yeah, there you go. How do people go about doing that? Do they just simply call and have you come out and look?
Just give us a call at the office, 982-5331. We can set up a time. We can come out and it's a no-cost walkthrough, kind of give you some ideas of how to best secure your home and kind of take it from there.
All right. Sounds good. Think spring.
Yes, think spring.
All right. Thanks, Kim. Kim Kernahan with Dyke Security with us on WPHM 14 past 8.